Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Hillel Yosef Pfeiffer. Meseches Bava Metzia has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Mordechai Schnitzler, Le'ilo Nishmas Shoshana Bas Shmuel Yehuda.
Bava Metzia Daf Chav Beis. The Gemara brings a toshma of Ketzad Omru HaTorim Shalei Midas Trumasei Truma, Harei Sheyorad L'Soich Stecha Veiroi V'Liket V'Toram Shalei Bershus, So if a person went down into his friend's field and collected and took off truma shalei bershus, so if the bailim is concerned about gezel, then it doesn't work. It's not a truma. But if not, it's a truma. Uminayin hu yedei am cheshish mishum gezel v'im lav. Harei shebo balabais umotzei v'omar loy klach etzel yafais im nimtzu yafais mehen trumasei truma. So if the Baal HaBayis came and found him and said that, why didn't you go to the nicer ones? So if there's taken nicer ones, so then the truma's a truma. But if not, the truma's not a truma because he's being sarcastic and he's saying, oh, why didn't you take the better ones? There were better ones to take. Liktu ha-baylim v'yisifu aleyan ben kach uven kach trumasei truma. But if the baylim goes and adds to the truma that the person took off, so then that shows that he's maskim to the truma, and then even if there weren't nicer ones, the truma is still a truma. So the Gemara says, v'chi nimtzu yafais man truma say truma amai b'idna de toram holei havayoda, even if there are nicer ones. So, but why is the truma a truma? But at the time that he took off the truma, the Bailim didn't know about it, says Rashi. So, Alma, kivan de l'chiyoda de nichale, aminon mei karanami nichale. Since when he found out, he was happy. So we say that that shows that originally also he was nichale. So since we see over here that although at the time that the truma was taken off, the Bailim did not show at that time any nichusa, it's only at a later time when he found out, that's when he shows that he's nichale. And still we say that the truma works. But we need the nichusa of the Bailim there at the time of the hafrasha. Al Karchach, we see that since later on, when he found out he was Nichale then, so we say that it's considered like he was Nichale already before. So that's a raya to Rava that Yush Shalei Midas have a Yush. We see from this Gemara that the Shaila between Abaye and Rava, whether Yush Shalei Midas have a Yush or not, is not only a localized Shaila in Yush, but rather it's a general shaila. By anything that needs the hisratzus, the nichusa, the willingness of the bailim, which we only found out later, do we say that it works because of the fact that if he would have known, he would have wanted that? Or because since it's oymid lekach for him to have that das, so we consider it as if he had it already now. As we explained in the shir, on Daf Chaf Aleph, the Machlokes, the Brisker Rav, and Rav Baruch Ber, how to understand the Lomdus of Rav of Yush, Shalei Midas, Havi Yush. And that's why the Gemara is able to bring a Raya from Truma, from the fact that the Truma works, although the Bailim only found out later, and only showed his Nichusa then, but still, the fact that the Truma works, we say, obviously, that Meikara Nami Nichale, and therefore, that's a Raya to Rav. However, there's a problem over here in the sugya, which the Taisa Rosh brings up, Hashem Rabbeinu Meir, that the Gemara told us on Chaf Aleph Amud Beis that even Rava only said that Yush Shalei Midas have a Yush by a Dover She'ein by Simen. Since that's something that we assume that when the Bailim will find out, he'll be Meyayish, so therefore it's considered a Yush already now. But a Dover She'yesh by Simen, even if as soon as the person found out, he was miyayish. But since this is something that's not oimid for yush, we say that it's akroi ba'alma, it's a hischadshus that was nischadish now when he was miyayish, but it's not something that was oimid likach. Frektatisarash. So over here by Truma, this is like a Dover Sheyesh by Simon. Who says that it's Oymid Lekach, that when the Bailam will find out that he's going to be Nichale with the Truma that this person took off, Shalomi Daitai? Why is this comparable to a Dover Shein by Simon? L'chair, it's like a Dover Sheyesh by Simon, where even Rava agrees that you don't say, Yish, Shalomi Das, have a Yish. The Taisa Rosh answers that Distoma Islam Lemeimari have a Yodaba hi Shaita Vadai Nichale. The stoma is that we should say that if he would have known at the time that this person took off the truma, he for sure would be nichale. Mishum de nichale inish de lesaved mitzvah b'mamayne, because a person is nichale, that a mitzvah should be done with his money. Since over here, this person that took off the truma, shleimi daite, is doing a mitzvah for him, so therefore, the assumption is that Mistama, he will be nichale, and therefore it is comparable to a davar she'ein by simon. The Nachlas David says a different teretz. He wants to say that what's by something which is a safek hashakol, something which is a 50-50, could go either way. Is that like a davar she'ein by simon or a davar she'yesh by simon? See, by Aveda, we only have two things. We have Davar She'ein by Simon, Davar She'yesh by Simon. Davar She'ein by Simon is oimed for him to be Meyayish, and Davar She'yesh by Simon is oimed for him not to be Meyayish. The stoma is normal. A person, when he finds out that he lost something that has a Simon, he won't be Meyayish, because he'll say, I have a way of getting it back. But what's with something that's a Sofek HaShokel? What would we say over there? Zok the Nachlas David Pshat in the Gemara, that even if Truma is a 50-50, could go either way what the Bailam's reaction is going to be when he finds out. But if when the Bailam found out, he showed that he's Nichale, there's no reason to say that it's a Hischadshus that's Nischadish now. If I see that that's his reaction now, so it makes sense to say that that's what he would have wanted before also. The ikar is, as long as you're not like a davar sheyesh by simon, where the stoma is that when the person will find out, he won't be miyayish. Then, even if this particular person was miyayish as soon as he found out, but since it's something out of the norm, so I say, okay, from the time that you heard the yish, good, so we have a yish. We have no right to pull it back to an earlier stage, to an earlier time. It's a hischadshus, that's nischadish now. Ver zok, that this is what he would have wanted earlier. But as long as it's something that makes sense, that this would be a person's reaction, when it comes to truma, makes sense for a person to be nichale. So then I'll say that if that was his reaction now, so mistama, that was what he would have wanted earlier as well. L'chayra, the machlokes between the Taisus HaRosh and the Nachlas David is talui in the two ways how we explained Rava Shita of Yish Shalai Midas Havi Yish. According to the Taisus HaRosh, we need that it should be Oymid Lekach, that the person will be Meyayish. And over here also we need that it should be Oymid Lekach, that the Bailam will be Nichale when he finds out. Because he's understanding, like Rav Baruch Ber, that the yisoid of Rava is that vibalt it's oimid lekach, that will be his das. When he will find out, that itself gives it a din yush, that itself gives it a din das now. Like the concept of oimid li sarif kesarif dami that we have in Shas, something that's oimid lekach, we could already don it as if we have that now. So therefore, we need that it should be Oymid Lekach. Says the Tosfos HaRosh, Al Karchach, you have to say that over here, the stoma is that he's going to be Nichale with what this person did by taking off the Truma Shaloi Midaitai. However, if you learn, like the Brisker Rav, that the way Yir Shaloi Midas Havi Yirsh works is because there's an Umdana, that we say if he would have known, this is what he would have wanted. So even something that's 50-50, Zok the Nachlas David, as long as when he found out, his reaction was that he was Nichale, so now we see that if he would have known about it, he would have wanted it. Now we see that that was what he would have wanted. So you don't need that it should be oimid lekach. And therefore, even by a safek hashakol, as long as when he found out, he's nichale, we say that if he would have known about it earlier, he would have also been nichale. So the Gemara is asking a question on Abaya that from the fact that we see that when the Bailim found out, he's nichale, so we say, meikara nami nichale, that shows that Rava's right, that yir shalom idas have a yir, so what's Abaya going to do? Zakta Gemara, Tir Gemara, Rava libada Abaya, the Shavya Shliach. Rava explains, according to Abaya, that we're talking about where the Bailim made him a Shliach. We're not talking about where the person took off the Truma Shaloi Midaitoi. Avada, that wouldn't work, according to Abaya. We're talking about where he appointed him to be a Shliach. Now, our girsa is, Hachinami Mistavra. It's also Mistavra to say like this. According to our girsa, what the Gemara is saying is that even according to Rava, it's logical that you have to say that we're talking about where he made him a shliach. Because if he didn't make him a shliach, then how would the truma work even according to Rava? Vibalt, the pasuk could have said, by Trumas Meiser, Kein Torimu Atem. Instead, it says, Kein Torimu Gam Atem. So Gam is the ribuy for a shliach, but it said the ribuy for a shliach in the same pasuk of Atem, right next to Atem. So we say that we need Shluchachem Dumya Da Atem, that your shliach has to be similar to you. Just like when you take off Truma, you have Das, so too, in order for somebody else to take off Truma for you, you need that you have das. Zot Rashi, Sha'abaylim inu shliach. We need that the Bailim appointed him to be a shliach. It can't just be that he took off the truma on his own and later on you found out. That's not similar to when you take off truma. When you take off truma, you have positive das now. So too, for somebody else to take off truma for you, you need das now. It can't be that you just found out later. And when you found out, you were happy. So now we see that you would have been happy before. That's not Dumya Da'atem. So the Gemara is saying that this answer that we're saying for Abaya is anyway Muchach. Even in Rava, you have to say that we're talking about that he appointed him to be a Shliach. So if so, the Gemara is bothered. So then what's the Nidin Bechlal over here if he appointed him to be a Shliach? So why shouldn't it work? It says, Atem Gamatem L'Rabbi Shluchachem. And why is this called that he took off Truma Shaloi Midas? He appointed him to be a shliach. So the Gemara says that over here we're talking about a case where he made him a shliach, but he told him, take off Truma, but he didn't tell him to take off Truma from these. And the stum of the Balabayas, when he takes off Truma, he takes off from Beinonis, from the average produce, and this person went and he took off from the Yafais. And then the Balabais came and found him and told him, Klach Eitzel Yafes. So, Im Nimsu Yafes meant Trumas Truma, Vim Lav Ein Trumas Truma. Now, the Gemara needs an explanation. Bishlam, according to Rava, so the fact that when he came later and he showed a Nichusa in the Yafes, so now we say that shows us that originally he also would have been happy with the Yafes. But according to Abaya, how does it help? The Maisa, we're coming on to a Shpeta Dika Das, a Nichusa later in the Yafai. So how does that help for earlier? The answer is, says Rab Nachum, that when does Abaya argue on Rava? That's if there was no Das at all originally. But over here there was a Das. He did appoint him to be a Shliach. The question is just, what was Nichlal in his original Minui? What was Nichlal in that original Das? We're just using the fact that he was happy later with the Yafais to say that that was Nichlal in his original Das. By Yir Shaloi Midas, we didn't have any Das originally. He only found out later. So you want to use the fact that he was happy, that he was Miyayish later, to say that that's considered Das earlier, that Abaya doesn't hold of. But over here there was a Das Meikara. He did appoint him to be a Shliach. We're just using the Shpeta Dika Nichusa in the Yafais to be Megala, what was included in his original Das. That even Abaya holds of. Now we have to understand what exactly is the Shakla Vitaya of the Gemara over here within Rava Shita, whether or not Truma can be Chal without the Bailim's knowledge originally. The Gemara Lechatchila said that even if the Bailim didn't know about it originally, he only found out about it later, but if he shows a nichusa later, it works. And that the Gemara says, no, atem gam atem l'rabbi shluchachem, atem l'daitchem, af shluchachem l'daitchem. So what was the Shakla Vitari over here? Rabbi Chanan in Kovit Shiurim Chelik Bey, Simen Yud Zayin, and Rabbi Naftali in Simen Kufnun Aleph both say that the Gemara l'chatchila did not yet know the pasuk of atem gam atem l'rabbi shluchachem. The Gemara thought that for Truma, you don't need Minoy Shlichus. All you need is a Nichusa Ba'alma. All you need is for the Bailim to be happy with the Truma, as long as he's not Ma'akiv in the Truma that the other person took off, it works. And the Hezber would be, Al Pi, what the Rikorkis says on the Rambam in Perek Dalet, Mehilchus Truma Salacha Tes, that he says that Truma is different than other Chaloysin. Because since the din of the Kri is for Truma to be taken off from it, so we don't consider the Truma like a Chalois Mechudeshes, like a new Chalois that one is doing in the other person's produce. Rather, you look at it like he's just being Mevarer where the Truma is. And therefore, there would be a Hava Mina that this Chalois doesn't need the Koyach of the Bailim with a din of Shlichus, that you have to do this mikoyach de bailim because he was memana you. Rather, somebody else could also take off truma. And with this, Rab Nachum explains in Eis Lamed Vav why the Bryson Kedushin Mem Aleph Amid Beis needs to learn out from the pasuk of Atem that if a person is toirim eshe'enei shaloi, that ain't truma say truma. It needs a beer. Why do you need a miut for that? It's pashit l'chayra that you can't take off truma from peyre she'enam shaloi, just like a person can't be makdish a dover she'enei shaloi. So how could he take off truma from a dover she'enei shaloi? Aber lefizeh, zok Rav Nachum, it's very good. Because by hektish, you want to create a chalois on somebody else's thing. You can't do that. You need the kayach of the bailim. But by Truma, where the Kri is anyway Oymed Li Tareim, anyway it has a din for Truma to be taken off. So we don't consider the Truma like a Chalois Mechudeshes that this other person's doing. It's just like he's being Mevarer where the Truma is. It's Yodua that the Ran in Adarim Peidalet Amid Bey says that the Yesoid of the Isser Tevel by Truma is because since there's Truma that's Me'uriv Besaicha, and the Truma is something that's Aser, so that's why it Asers the Taruvis. So you see from the Ran that it's considered that the Truma is already there, and all you're doing with the Afrosha's Truma is just being Mevarer, just being Mesayim, where the Truma is. So therefore, there would be a Hava Mina to say that it's enough with the nichusa of the bailim, as long as the bailim is not ma'akev al yotcha, that's enough. But you don't need a din of shlichus, because you don't need a koyach of the bailim. We also see this in other rishonim as well, because the Gemara comes out lamaskana in Nedarim on Daf Lamed Vav Amid Beis that this that the Mishnah over there says that v'tayrim es trumaso yumasreisav ledaitoi, that if Shimon is mudr hanah from Ruvain, Shimon can't have hanah from Ruvain. Ruvain can take off the Trumas and Maestris for Shimon Ledaitoi. And the Gemara says, what are we talking about? If we're talking about that Ruvain is taking off from Shimon's Kri for Shimon, so whose Das are we talking about when it says Ledaitoi? If it's Ledaitoi delay with his own Das, whoever made him a Shliach, Elamites with the Das of the Bala Kri, so then he's being Mahanalei. He's giving him Hana because he's doing his Shlichus. That's the Gemara wants to bring a Rai from here. It must be that Ruvain is taking off from his own for Shimon. And it can't be, again, that he's taking it off with the Das of the Baal HaKri, with Shimon's Das, because he's giving him Hana. It must be that he's taking it off L'dayte D'nafshei. So we have a proof to that Shaila that we mentioned before, that Torah Mishaloi Al Shel Chaveiroi, it's considered a schus,
you don't need the das of the mishaleach. You don't need the das of the balakri. On that, the Gemara says that no. Really, we can say we're talking about that Reuven took off mishal balakri a balakri. He took off from Shimon's kri for Shimon. And the pshat is that we're talking about where Shimon said, Koloraitzel litroim, yavai v'yitroim. Whoever wants to take off truma, let him come and take off truma. So he never appointed Beferish this person to be a shliach. He just said, Koloraitzel litroim, yavai v'yitroim. The question is, so what does the Gemara mean to answer? Does the Gemara mean to say that he's not making him a shliach? Then how does the truma work? By truma you need shlichus. So the Rishonim say, Taisis in Gittin Samech Vav Amud Aleph, and the Ran over there, they both say that Avada, the Gemara, does not mean to say that Koloraitza Litraim Yavai V'Yitraim is not considered a shlichus. Avada, it's a shlichus. But as far as a Mudr Hana is concerned, the only time you have the problem of the Gemara over there, that Hokamahani lay, the Ka'avit Shlichusei, that's only if he appointed this person, Beferish, to be his Shliach. So then, by this person listening to his Tzivoy, that's considered a Hana. I told him to do it, and he listened to me. But if the Balakri just says a general statement, Koloraitza Litraim, Yavai V'Yitraim, whoever wants to come take off Truma, let him come take off Truma. So whoever comes and takes off Truma is doing it, it's considered a shlichus, but since he wasn't told beferish specifically by the balakri to take it off, that's not considered giving him hana. That's how Taisis in Gittin Samech Vav and the Ran learn. However, the Ramban over there in Gittin says that no. The pshat in koloraitza litraim yavai v'yitraim, you know why it's not a problem when it comes to Nedarim? It's because it's not a shlichus. The Ramban says, Dahasam koloraitza litraim kamar midaitai ve'ena elo kinoisein rishus. It's just that he's giving rishus lav shlichusehu. It's not his shlichus. Ve'gabe truma afilu giloi daita nami mahani. When it comes to truma, even a giloi das of the bailim also helps. Kidamrinon meperek elu mitzias klachetzol yafais im nimtzu yafais mehen shumasay truma. Zokter Ramban mamish apela dikizach. He says, you know why koloraitzel litraim yavai v'yitraim is not a problem when it comes to nedarim? It's because it's not a shlichus. It's just a gilui das mitzad debailim. He was megala das that he's giving rishus to whoever wants to take off truma, that they could take off truma. And Zokter Ramban, when it comes to truma, you don't need shlichus, like it says in Eilu Metzius, klach etzel yafes, and mimsu yafes, man truma say truma. Comes along the Ran over there in Gittin, on Daf Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis, Bedape Yorif, and he's matmi on the Ramban. He says, how could the Ramban be meichia for Mar Sugya, that truma is different from other chaloisin, and you don't have to appoint him lehedya? That's only in the Habamin of the Gemara. But in the Maskana, the Gemara says that we're talking about B'dishavya Shliach, and you have a Minoy Gomer. And more than that, the Gemara says lehedya that without Minoy, it's not a Truma, because we darshan ma'atem ledaitchem afshluchachem ledaitchem. So how could the Ramban say that when it comes to Truma, it's enough with Nesinas Rishus? Comes along Rabbi Kiva Eger in our sugya, and he says that Vaistois, that the Ramban has a different way of understanding the Shakta Vitaria of our Gemara. He says like this, what was the Gemara thinking in the Hava Amina that the Truma over here is working without the Bailam appointing him to be a Shliach? Until now, we had two ways of explaining it. Rabbi Chonon learns that the Hava Amina was that maybe for Truma, a Nichusa of the Bailim itself is enough. You don't need Shlichus whatsoever. The other way to learn Rav Nachum's Mahalach was that the Gemara thought that a Minoy Shaloi Midas Havi Minoy. It's as if we have a Minoy over here with the din of Minoy Shaloi Midas Havi Minoy. with Rava's halacha of Yirsh Lemi Das having Yirsh. Rabbi Kiva Eger says that the Ramban has a third mahalach on how to explain the Gemara's, the Pshat and the Gemara and the Hava Amina. He says that the Gemara thought that the Truma is working with a halacha of Zachin La'adam Shalei Befanav. We know that the Rishonim say that Tzchiyah Mitam Shlichus, that Tzchiyah works with the din of Shlichus, it's Ke'ilu, he's his Shliach. So the Gemara thought that with the din of Zachin, you could be Mekayim, that din, that Truma needs Shlichus. And what's going on over here in the Gemara was, the reason why it has to do with Yir Shalai Midas, Zokter B'Kiva Eger, is because Be'emes, every Hafroshas Truma on Peres Chaveroi is not considered a Schus Gomer, because there is a Tzad Chayva of Nichalei Le'inish Lamevad Mitzvah Begufei. There is a Tzad Chayva, it's not a pure Schus, for someone to take off Truma for somebody else, because there's a Svara that a person wants to do a mitzvah himself, like the Gemara says in the Dorim Lamed Vav. So therefore, the din of Zachin, La'adam Shleim B'fanav, doesn't work by Truma, unless the Bailim was Megala Das, that he's Nichalei, for the other person to take off Truma for him. That through that, it's considered like a Schus for him, and it helps with the din of Zachin. So the Gemara held that this depends on Abaye and Rava. That according to Rava, that holds Yirsh Alei Midas Habi Yirsh, so you can say that the Gilui Das of him saying at the end Klach Eitzel Yafis helps to make it L'mafrei Aleikas Chus. That through the fact that he's saying now Klach Eitzel Yafis, so now we know that Meikara he would have been Nichalei, and it's considered as if you had the Nichusa at that time. But according to Abaye, that holds Yirsh Alei Midas is not considered like Das. So then, you need the Nichusa Lehedya at the time of the Afrasha in order to make it like a Schus. It's not enough to say that if he would have known, he would have been Nichalei. So, in order for this Truma to work with a Din of Zachin, you have to say that since he showed that he's Nichalei now, so if he would have known earlier, he would have been Nichalei, so it's considered like a Schus. That depends on Abaye and Rava. If so, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, so what is the Gemara saying in the Maskana that no, it has to be talking about B'deshav Yashliach, because Atem Gamatem Ma Atem L'daitchem Af Shluchachem L'daitchem. What's the Gemara's Kasha? If Schia Mitam Shlichus is Rabbi, so we have Shlichus over here. Zokter B'Kiva Eger, and this is based on the Trumas Hadeshen and Simen Kuf Peches, that he says, the Pasuk of Atem Gamatem is teaching me that we need that he has to know at the time of the Shlichus. It has to be Nichalei at the time of the Shlichus, just like every other Schus. Something that's a Schus Gomer. At the time that the person is making the Schia for the other person, we know then that that's what he would want. But over here, B'Shas Maisa, you could have said that it's a Chay for him, because he wants to do the mitzvah himself. It's only now, later on, that we found out that he's happy, that you want to say, since he's happy now, so that shows that he would have been Nichalei earlier. No, that's not L'daitchem. Ma'atem L'daitchem, Afshluchachem L'daitchem says that just like when you take off Truma, you have your Das right now, so too, in order for Truma to work through somebody else, we need that you have to have your Das right now. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, oh, so kumtais, that we don't have to say that the maskon of the Gemara is being chayzer, that the din of Zachin La'adam Shalai Befanav can't work by Truma. It's just that we need to see your Das, we need to have your Das at the time of the Hafrasha. But what's going to be if we have your Gilui Das at the time of the Hafrasha? L'mashal, if a person says, Kolaroitza litraim yavai v'yitraim. See, he was Megala Das, that he's Nichalei, that anyone could take off Truma for him. Then you don't need a din of Shlichus. You could work with the din of Zachin La'adam Shalai B'fanav, because Chia Mitam Shlichus. The Gemara never meant L'maskana, that you need Shlichus Mamish, you need a Minoi Shlichus, and Chia can't work. The Gemara is just saying that you need Ma'atam L'daitchem, Afshluchachem L'daitchem, that you need the Das of the Bailim there existent at the time of the Hafrasha. why should we say that the Gemara and the Maskana is being chayzer from the Svaras HaMakshin Legamri? You see that the Makshin held that Truma could work with the din of Schia Mitam Shlichos. So there's no reason to say LaMaskana that we're being chayzer that Schia can't work. Schia could work, provided that the das of the Bailam was existent, was there at the time of the Hafrasha. Therefore, Zok the Ramban, very geschmack, that from Perek Eilu Mitzias, you see that Klach Eitzel Yofis helps by Truma, Gilui Daita helps. What does the Ramban mean? He means that since you see from the Makshin, that from the Hava Amina, that Zchia Mitam Shlichus works, and there's no reason to say that Lamaskana, we were Chayzer from that. The only thing that we're Chayzer from is that you can't say that finding out later can show me that Meikara Nami Nichole. No, you need the Das to be there at the time of the Afrasha. But as long as the Das was there at the time of the Afrasha, he said, Kolareitza Litraim, Yavai V'Yitraim, then it could work without a din of Shlichos. So it comes out that we have a very Yisoidus Dika Machlekes Rishonim over here, Aliba de Emes, whether Truma by Mishal Chaveiroi, Al Shal Chaveiroi, whether that needs a din of Shlichos, or you can rely on a din of Zachin La'adam Shalai Befanov. We have the Rashba in the Darim Lamed Vav saying that by Mishal Chaveiroi, Al Shal Chaveiroi, you need Shlichos. We have Toisvis and Gittin Samech Vav and the Ran saying that Koloraitza Litraim Yavei VeYitraim is a din of Shlichos. It's just that by Nedarim, since he didn't appoint this person, Lehedya, to do it, it's not called that he's being Mehanile by doing his Shlichos, since he wasn't appointed Lehedya to do it. The Ramban holds that no, if a person is doing the other person's shlichos, that would be a problem by Nedarim. Al Karchach, you have to say that Kolareitza Litraim Yavei VeYitraim is just a din of Gilui Das, which the Ramban, the Rebbe Kiveger, is learning the Ramban, since he was Megala Das, that he wants it, so you can do it with a din of Zachin La'adam Shalai B'fanav. And our Gemara just means that you need the Das to be existent at the time of the Hafrasha. And this is Mamish Negeya Lemaisa. The Truma Sadeshen says in Simen Kuf Pei Ches, he talks about a Shaila where a Mishareses, a maid, a helper of the Balas Habayis, was baking with the Balas Habayis the Chala, Isa, and the Balas Habayis left. And now, if the maid doesn't take off the challah now, the isa, the dough is going to become the skalkel, it's going to get ruined. So the shaila is, does the maid have a right to take off the challah for the balas habayis without her knowledge, without being appointed as a shliach? Zok the trumas hadeshen, that yes, because zachin la'adam shalai befanav. In this case, there's no tzad chayva. What's the whole tzad chayva? Rabbi Kiveger told us because nichalei le'inish lemevad mitzvah begufei, because a person would rather do the mitzvah himself. But over here, if the mishareses is not going to take off the challah, then the isa is going to get ruined. The mitzvah won't be able to be performed. So over there, it's only a tzad chus. There's no tzad chayva. Zok the trumas hadeshen anan sahadi that she would want her to take off the truma for her. So you can work with the din of Zachin La'adam Shalai B'fanav. And he says, the din of our sugya, of Ma'atem L'daitchem, Afshluchachem L'daitchem, is saying that we don't say that if you found out later that he's Nichalei, that Meikara Nami Nichalei. We don't say L'mafreyas when it comes to truma, you need L'daitchem, you have to know now. That's because in our sugya there's a tzad chayva. So you have to come on to his later nichusa to say, oh, he would have been nicha before also. That we don't say. But when there's no tzad chayva, like by the case of chala, over there, there's a nan sahadi that's kayam b'shas, the hafrasha, that this is what the bailim wants. So that's a kiyum of l'daitchem, and you could use the din of zachin la'adam shalai b'fanav. But, says the Ktsais and Simon Reish Mem Gimel Sivkot and Ches, that in the Rashba, in the Dorim Daf Lamed Vav, that we mentioned before, is Mavur, not like the Truma Sadeshin. The Rashba says that when it comes to Torah Mishal Chaveiroi Al Shal Chaveiroi, and this case of Chalo was Mishal Chaveiroi Al Shal Chaveiroi, the Rashba says, Zachin la Adam Shlai Befana doesn't help. So he says, Mazbar Al Darkoi, because this is Zachin Me Adam, not Zachin la Adam. Or the other Hezber that we said in the Rashba, to Tuif in somebody else's Peiros, that requires a Din Shlichus. That's what Ma'atam Ledaitchem Afshluchachem Ledaitchem is teaching us, that to be Torah Mishal Chaver Shal Chaver, you need a Din Shlichus, and Zachin doesn't work. We also have to Tosis and Gittin Samach Vav, and the Ran over there that say, Koloraitza Litraim Yavei V'Yitraim, has to be going to with a Din Shlichus. Therefore, the Ktzais HaChayshin paskins that in that case of the Mishareses with the Chala, she would not be allowed to take off the Chala for the Balas Habayis. Rather, she should just bake the dough and the Balas Habayis should take off the Chala Achar Afia. However, as we explained, the Trumas HaDeshen is going with the Shitas HaRamban. As Rabbi Akiva Eiger explains, that Giloy Das does help by Truma with a din of Zachin La'odam Shalai Befanav, as long as the Das is Kayum, is existent at the time of the Hafrasha, that's a Kiyum of L'daitchem. Komash Malon, Atem Gamatem L'Rabbi Shluchachem, that no, there's a din Shlichus by Truma. Rabbi Chanan explains that what the Gemara means to say is that since you have to shaft the other person as a Shliach, for that, you need a das bepoil. The whole sugya of Abaye Varava is only by something where it's enough with a nichusa of the bailim, but not where the bailim is creating a chalois. If, let's say, a person wants to be makdish something, or be mafgir something, be makna something, where there's a rotzain habailim bechiyuv that's necessary, where you need a das bailim to be poil a chalois, on that, even Rava agrees that you don't say, well, if he would have known about it, he would have had that das. For a das by them to create a chalois, that's not enough. The whole sugya is only by something like yiyush, where, as we explained, the yiyush is not a positive asiyah of hefker, but rather when a person is miyayish, is misiach das from his chayfetz, which is avud, the Torah says that the chayfetz either leaves his rishus completely or somebody else has a right to be zaycha in it. But it's not that your das is creating the chalois hefker. The same thing by truma in the hava mina, all you need is a nichus of the bailim. You need the bailim to be maskim to the hafrashas truma that the other person took off, that he's not ma'akiv al yodai over there. If later on he showed that he's nicholei, so we see that he would have wanted that originally also. But once you need an asiya of a shliach, so creating a shlichus, that needs a das bailim b'chiyuv, that needs, he's being poil a chaloi shlichus, and for that, even Rava agrees that you don't say, yirsh shalei midas, have a yirsh. This is how Rabbi Chanan explains the Gemara. Rab Nochum in Islamid says that this pshat is a doichik to say that the Makshin didn't know that there's a din shlichus by truma. He didn't know the drasha of atem gam atem. Therefore, Rab Nochum says a different mahalach, that in the Hava Amina, the Gemara, Avada was working with shlichus. But the Gemara thought that when it comes to minoy shlichus, you don't need a das mefureshes. It's enough with the fact that it's nicha to the bailim that this person should be his shliach, and if he would have known about it, he would have appointed him to be a shliach. Just like when it comes to yiyush, we say yiyush shaloi midas havi yiyush, so too when it comes to minoy shlichus, it's enough with the fact that if he would have known, he would have been memana this person to be his shliach. You don't need him to be memana him to appoint him lehedya. And therefore, as long as we evaluate that the das of the bailim was that if he would have known, he would have made him a shliach, so the other person becomes his shliach. On that, the Gemara says that no, we learn that from atem gam atem, that ma'atem ledaitchem af shluchachem ledaitchem. Rav Nochum says that you could explain the komash mlon in two ways. He says some learn that this is a halacha and shlichus in general, that from atem gam atem we learn out that in order for a person to be shluchai kemaisai, you need a minui mefurish. Otherwise, we don't consider him shluchai kemaisai. And according to that mahalach, it's not a halacha only in Truma, it's a halacha in every shlichus. Wherever you need a din shlichus, you need a minoy mefurish. It's not enough with the fact that the Bailam has a nichusa that the other person should do the maisa for him. The other way to learn is that no, it's a halacha mesuyemes in Truma, that ba'emes, when it comes to other dinei ha-tayra, you don't need das mefureshes. It's enough with a nichusa, minoy shaloy midas, is a minui, and the Gemara means that from this pasuk we learn out a special halacha in truma that it doesn't help the truma of somebody else unless you have the das bailam lehedya. So it comes out according to any of these two mahalchim and how to learn the shakla v'taya of the Gemara, Rabbi Chanan's mahalach or Rabbi Nachum's mahalach. But either way, l'maskanas ha-Gemara, that's a klar zach that by truma, in order for somebody else to take off truma for me, I need shlichus. I have to be memanahim beferish to take off the truma for me, or else it won't work. Comes along the Rashba in the Dorim Daf Lamed Vav Amid Beis and asks a Yesodus Dikakasha on the Gemara over there. The Gemara has a shaila if Hatayra Mishaloy al Shalchaveira Tzarech Daita Yayloy. If Ruvain takes off truma for Shimon and Ruvain uses his own fruits to take off for Shimon's fruits, so does he need the das of Shimon or not? Do we say that since it's a schus for him, so you don't need das? Zokter Ran, dezochin laadam shaloi befanav umistama havilei kishluchei, because since there's a din of zochin laadam shaloi befanav, so mistama he's like his shliach, so therefore you don't need the das of the bailim. Or do we say that since it's Shimon's mitzvah and he wants to do the mitzvah himself, so therefore it's not considered a schus for him and Reuven's truma does not work for him? Comes along the Rashba and he asks the Yesodus Dikakasha, what's the tzad that the truma should help with the din of Zochin L'Adam Shalei B'Fanav? But when it comes to truma, it says atem gamatem, and we darshan ma'atem ledaitchem afshluchachem ledaitchem. So what's the tzad that it should work without the das of the bailim with the din of zachal adam shleim befanav? Who cares that it's a schus? But there's a din that you need afshluchachem ledaitchem, and for the Rashba that toira mishaloy al shalchavera yeshayni. We don't need the shliach doing it ledaitoy except if he's taking off truma from the other person's produce for the other person. But if he's taking off truma from his own produce for the balakri, kivan she'enoy shel balakri loy ba'inon shlichusay mamish. Since it doesn't belong to the balakri, you don't need shlichusay mamish. Ve'ein adavar talui ela ischuslay v'zachen lay la'adam shalay b'fanav oylav schuslay demitzvah denafshei adiflay. Zokta Rashba, that when does our Gemara say that you need shluchay l'daitay? That's only if you're taking off from the other person's produce for him. Reuven goes to Shimon's kri and takes off from Shimon's kri for Shimon. That's when you need shluchay ledaitoy. But if Reuven is taking off from his own kri for Shimon, over there it could work with a din of zachin. What's the beer in the Rashba? Zoktik tzeis achayshin and simen reishmem gimel sivkatan ches. That the din of zachin la'adam shalei befanav only helps where the mekabel is being zeiche in something for the other person. Like, if a person picks up a metziah for somebody else, so he's being mezake a chayfet to somebody else. So then I say, zachin la'adam shalei befanav. But when he's taking off from his chaver's thing for his chaver, there's no zikui mamin for his friend. He's not being zeiche in a chayfet for his friend. Adarava, he's taking away his mammon, and making it mamon kayin. On that you don't say zachin la'adam shalei befanav. This is what the Velt calls zachin li'adam shalei befanav, and not zachin me'adam shalei befanav. Zachin means you have to be zeicha in a chayfetz for someone. But the fact that it's a schus, that you're taking off truma for him, where you're taking off from his own chayfetz, you're taking away from him, on that, even if it's a schus, there's no halach of zachin la'adam shalei befanav. On that, the Rashba is saying that that's only where he's tayra mishal chaveray al shal chaveray. But when he's tayra mishalay al shal chaveray, where he's making his fruits truma for his friend, that's considered like a zikui mamin. And on that you say, zachin la'adam shalei befanav, without a minui. Since you're saving him the truma by taking off the truma for him, that's considered like a zikui mamin. On that you say, zachin la'adam shalei befanav. Meaning this, that our sugya says, that by truma you need shlichus, that's when it's mishal chaveira al shal chaveira, where you can't go to with a din of zachin la'adam shalei befanav, since it's zachin mei adam. But by mishaloy al shal chaveira, where it's considered a zikui mamin, since the Torah is saving the Baal HaKri on the truma, over there it could go to with a din of zachin la'adam shalei befanav. Rav Shimon Shkop in Kiddushin Simen Yud Tes is unhappy with this chilek of the Ktzais, because he says that if there's a din of zachin le'adam, that you have to be zeicha in a chayfetz for the other person, there has to be a zchias mamin, then why should there be a difference between Mishal Chaveiroi al Shal Chaveiroi and Mishaloi al Shal Chaveiroi? Even when he takes off Truma from his own Peiros for his Chaver, he's still not being Zeiche in a Chayfetz. He's not being Zeiche in a Mamin for his friend. He's just saving him money. But there's no Zikui Mamin. If there's a din of Zachin Le Adam, this still shouldn't qualify for Zachin Le Adam. Therefore, the Achrayim say that no, Avada the Rashba could agree that there's a din of Zachin Mei Adam. The Chilik is not Zachin Mei Adam, Zachin La Adam. There is even Schia Mei Adam. As long as something is a Schus, you could do it for him. So, what does the Rashba mean to be Mechalik between Mishal Chaveray al Shal Chaveray and Mishalay al Shal Chaveray? Rab Nachum in Oislam at Gimel and Al Derech Zeh in the Kovetz Ha'aris in Hashmatis, to Simen Ayin Bey's Ois Dalet, and other Achroinim as well, say like this, that the Rashba learnt up that in the Pasuk of Ma'atem L'daitchem Afshluchachem L'daitchem state a halacha mesuyemes in Truma that you need Das Bailim Mamish. And therefore, even according to those that hold that Tzchiyah Mitam Shlichus, that Tzchiyah works because he's considered like your Shliach, that doesn't help when it comes to Truma, because Saif, you don't have Das Mamish. Ma'atem L'daitchem Afshluchachem L'daitchem says, just like when you take off Truma, you have Das Mamish, so too for somebody else to take off Truma for you, you need Das Mamish. You have to actually have appointed him, and therefore Zechiyah doesn't work. The Pasuk is being Shoylul Zachin. But when it comes to this halacha, says the Rashba, that there's a difference between Torah Mishal Chaveiroi al Shal Chaveiroi and Torah Mishaloi al Shal Chaveiroi. What's the Hesber? Because there's a fundamental difference between when a person takes off from his friend's kri for his friend, or where he takes off from his own kri for his friend. When he's taking off Mishal Chaveiroi al Shal Chaveiroi, so then he's creating a chalais of truma in somebody else's thing. That's something that needs the kayach of the bailim. If you want to shaf a chalais in somebody else's peiros, that needs a kayach of the bailim. That needs a din shlichus. Even if you're just being mesayim where the truma is, but that's also a gevissa chalais that you're shafing, that you're doing in the other person's peiros by being mevarer, by being kairi shame, where the truma is. So that's something that needs a din shlichus. The pasuk is saying that din shlichus has to be ma'atem l'daitchem, afshluchachem l'daitchem. It has to be dumya da'atem, that you need a das mefureshes, and zchiyah doesn't work. However, when you're being Torah Mishaloy al Shal Chaveroi, the Chalois, you're shafting in your own Peiros. It's just that you're affecting the other person's Peiros. You're pattering his Peiros. You're being matter his Peiros. So over there, the Bailam has a right to be Ma'akev al Yotcha. He has a right to say, no, I don't want it. But as long as you have his Nichusa, as long as you have his Haskama, that he's maskim to it, so then, Avada, your Truma works. On that, the Hilchasa of Ma'atam L'daitchem, Afshluchachem L'daitchem wasn't going on. To do such a thing, you don't need a Kayach Bailim, you don't need Shlichus at all. You just need his Nichusa, he has a right to be Ma'akiv. Rav Shloime and Simon Gimel even go so far to say that this doesn't even need the din of Zachin La'adam Shaloi Befanav. Schiyam itam shlichus. For here, you don't need a din shlichus bechlal. You're the one that's doing it in your own payrais. All you need is his nichusa. He says this, that the Rashba says that ve'ein hadaber tolei elo hischus hiloi v'zachin la'adam shaloi befanav, which is mashma that it's mitzad, the din of zachin. He says efshir that the Rashba just said it's just a shigra delishna. But the ikar kavan of the Rashba is just that since you have over here the nichusa of the bailim, so, he's not being ma'akiv. And Be'emes in the Gemara Nedarim, it doesn't mention the din of Zachin. It just says, since Skivan deschus huloi, like Tzarech Das. So it could be you don't even need the din of Zachin la'adam shalai befanav. So it comes out that the Shita Sarashba is that by Torah Mishal Chaveroi al Shal Chaveroi, you need a din shlichus ledaitoi, and Zachin la'adam shalai befanav doesn't work. The only time you don't need shlichus is by teirim mishaloi al shal chaveroi. Next inyan. The Gemara brings the story that Ameimar Marzutra Navashi came to the pardes of Mari Bar Isaac, and his aris brought Tamri and Rimoini and put it before them. Ameimar Navashi ate and Marzutra didn't eat. In the meanwhile, Mari Bar Isaac came and he found them, and he told his aris, why didn't you bring to the Rabbanon from the better peiros? So Ameim and Ravashi said to Marzutra, so now why aren't you eating? What happened to the brisa that says im nimtzu yafeis mehen trumasei truma, and there were yafeis mehen, so that shows that he was nichalei with what the aris did? So he answered that Hachi Amar Rava lo yamru klach etzel yafeis el inyan truma bilvad mishum de mitzvahu, the nichalei. We only say klach etzel yafeis by truma because it's a mitzvah, so we say that he's nichalei. But over here, mishum ksifusahu damar Hachi, he's only saying it out of embarrassment. He doesn't want to look cheap. So the question is, what's the machlokes over here between Ameimar and Ravashi, Lu'umas Marzutra, why did they eat and he didn't eat? Taisvis says, you can't say that the reason why Ameimar and Ravashi ate was because they were soymich that Mari Bar Isaac would be misratze when he would find out. And just like Yiyush Shaloi Midas, Havi Yiyush, so too, since he would agree to them taking it, if he would know, so they would be allowed to eat. Says Taisus, no, because the halacha is like Abaya, like the Gemara says on Amud Beis. So how come they ate? So Taisus says that Be'emes, there's a kash over here. That how come Marzutra didn't eat? If Rava says in Perek HaGoizel Basra and Bamekama Daf Kufyut Tes, that Arisa midinafshei kozovan, when an aris, when a sharecropper sells something, you could assume that he's selling from his own share, from his own portion. So over here, why couldn't Marzutra assume that the aris is giving his own peiros? So why didn't he eat? And for Taisis, that the Gemara Baba Kama is talking about where the aris brought the peiros from the house. So we say Mistama, he's bringing from the chelik that was his, from his own portion. But over here we're talking about that he brought the fruits directly from the pardes, from the orchard. So Marzutra was afraid that since this was done before the chalukah, before they split, he brought the pardes directly from the orchard. So maybe at the time of the chalukah, he won't tell the owner of the pardis that you should take extra keneged what I gave away from my portion to them. And Ameimar Navashi were not chayshish for that. They weren't worried, they weren't concerned that the aris wouldn't tell the bala pardis, and therefore they ate before Mari Bar Isa came. So the machlekes is, over here, where the aris came and gave it before the chalukah, do we have to be afraid that he's not going to remember, he's not going to tell the bala pardes b'shas the chalukah to deduct from his own portion or not? That's how Tosis learns. Comes along the Ritva Hayishanim, and he says, a gevaldik chiddush. You know why Ameimar and Ravashi ate? He says that they knew the Meida Yadi, the Meina Chavinichole, the Mari Bar Isak, Sheyehene Tamid Chacham in the Chasov. They knew that Mari Bar Isak was Nichole, that a Tamid Chacham should have Hana from his Nechasim. And therefore he says, this is Mutter Drachmon Asharis Meikara, Kiafa Gabdullah Yoda, still it's Mutter Kidamrinon Bezutai Shalyam. He says that in such a case where they knew for sure that he's going to be Nichole, it's Mutter because of the din of Zutai Shalyam. What does the Ritva Hayishana mean? Comes along the Nachlas David and explains the Ritva. We mentioned this in the Shiran Daf Chaf Aleph, that state in the Ritva that the heter of Zutai Shalyam is not stam a heter at Torah, but rather the heter of Zutai Shalyam is based on Yush. Like we saw in the Yerushalmi brought in Tosfos on Chav Zayin and Rashi in Baba Kama Samech Vav and Rabbeinu Chananel on Chav Aleph Amid Beis. It's the side of the Heter Zutai Shalyam is Gebayt on Yush. Aye, but it's Yush Shaloi Midas. He doesn't know about it. And Abaya holds Yush Shaloi Midas Loi Avi Yush. And that's how we paskin. The Teretz is that when it's an Umdana Barura, when there's an Ansahadi, when it's Klar, that this person for sure will be Meyayish when he finds out, then even Abaya is Maida, that Yish Olay Midas have a Yish. The whole machlokes between Abaya and Rava is by a Dover She'ain by Simon, where it's not klar for sure that he'll be Meyayish when he finds out. Abaya holds, who says that when he finds out he's going to be Meyayish, maybe he'll be optimistic and he'll say, maybe Adam saw me drop it, maybe the Moitzei Aveda himself saw me drop it and just didn't have a chance to get to me yet. He's not for sure going to be Meyayish. That's what Abayis Chaylik on Rava on. But when there's a Anan Sahadi, when it's klar that when he finds out he's going to be Meyayish because it's Havuda Mimenu Mikol Adam like Zutai Shalyam, then even Abayis Moida that Yir Shalai Midas have a Yir. Zok the Ritva, that's the pshat over here, why Ameim and Ravashi ate. Because they held that it's Zichr, that Mari Bar Isaac wants that he for sure will be Nichole when he finds out that the Talmud Chacham was Nana Minachasav. He for sure would want that, and therefore this goes into the category of Zutai Shalyam, which is Mutter. L'chayra Marzutra wasn't so klar that that would be the reaction of Mari Bar Isak, and therefore he held that this goes into the classification of Odover Shein by Simon, that Madrega, and since we paskin like Abaya, that Yir Shalei Midas, Lo Yavi Yush, therefore he didn't eat. Lefiza, we can say very geschmack, that Taisis Lashitasam didn't want to say like the Ritva, because Taisis on Daf Chav Zayin Omer Aleph, and Taisis in Baba Kama, Daf Samech Vav Omer Aleph says that no, the din of Yush is not learnt out from Zutai Shalyam. It's learnt out from Simla. And like the Rosh over there explains in the Shita Mekubetzes and Baba Kama Samech Vav, because the din of Zutai Shalyam has nothing to do with Yush, it's Tama Heter Atayra. The Torah is saying that something that's so Avud Mimenu, it's Avudu Mimenu we call Adam, it's so Menutik from him, it's so disconnected from him, that itself is Matir. It's nothing to do with Yush. So Eibazah, you don't see anywhere in Zutai Shalyam this Yisoid that something that's a Anan Sahadi, that's an Umdun Abrura over there, Abayas Moida, that Yush Shalai Midas Havi Yush. No, that's not the Pshat in Abaya. Abaya could also be Maskim, that a Dover Shein by Simon is Klar, that when he finds out he's going to be Meyayish. just what Abaye's chaylik on is, he holds that you need a yirsh bepayel. A yirsh bekayach is not enough. It's not enough to say, well, if he would know, he would be meyayish. He doesn't know that it fell from him. So he wasn't actually meyayish yet. That's what Abaye's chaylik on. Therefore, Taisus Lashitasam couldn't say that the lumdis of why Amemar and Ravashi ate is because this is like Zutai Shalyam. Therefore, Taisus says a whole different Hezber that because he brought the Peresh from the Pardis, so the Machlokes was that Amem and Ravashi were Seimech that he's going to remember Bishas the Chaluka to tell the Baal HaBayis to deduct from his Chalik, and Mar Zutra was afraid that he might not do that. Next Inyan, we mentioned that the Shita of Taisus is that according to Abaye, it's usher to eat from Peres Chaveres Shalomi Daitoi al Smach, the fact that he will be Misratza when he will find out. And therefore, Taisus says that it can't be that Ameimar and Ravashi ate based on the concept that when he will find out, he'll be Misratza. No, it has to be for a different Svara. Like we said, because the Aris was giving from his own portion, even though he brought from the Pardis, but they were Seimech that he's going to remember to tell the Baal HaBayis to deduct from his portion. The Shach in Simen Shin Nun Chesiv Katan Aleph brings down this Taisus, and he says, Ve'ilav de mistafina hayisi oimer shemutter. If not for the fact that I was afraid, I would say that it's mutter for a person to eat from Peres Chaveres Shaloi Midaitai al smach the fact that he'll be Misratza when he finds out. And he says that this is different than Yir Shaloi Midas. Zok Teshach, why? V'Yir Shaloi Midas Shaini Shegam Achar Kach Einoi Miyayish Ele Mishum She'Einoi Yedea Heichon Hu. Even afterwards, he's not Miyayish only because he doesn't know where it is. Ubal Karchoi Hu Misyayish. He's only miyayish against his will. Masha'enkein hacha. Masha'enkein over here, kivan sheyodua sheyisratza, since it's known that he'll be misratza, imkein hashto nami behetera osi liyodei demistoma enoi makpid alze. The Shach is mechalik between yish, where a person is only being miyayish bal karchoi against his will, Masha'enkein over here, where it comes to a person eating from Peres Chaveres Shalomi Daitai, relying that he will be maskim, Zok Teshach, since Mistama Einoi Makbid Alzeh, so it's mutter. The question is, what does he mean? Saif Kol Saif, even by Yish, if he would know, he would be Miyayish, so what do I care that it's Bal Karchai? What's the chilek? By Yiyush, it's Bal Karcha, it's against his will that he's being Miyayish. So therefore, even though when he would find out, he will be Miyayish, I say, Abaye holds Yiyush Shalai Midas, Layavi Yiyush. Masha'enkein over here, when it comes to eating from someone's Peres, Shalai Midaitoi, since it's known that it will be Misratzeh, so we say that you're allowed to eat, because Mistomei Noi Makbed Alzeh. What does the Shach mean to say? Rab Nachum, in Ois Lamites, says that he heard from Rav Baruch Ber to explain the Shach Svara based on the Lomdis that Rav Baruch Ber says in Yir Shalai Midas, Havi Yush. We mentioned in the Shirin Daf Chof Aleph that one way to understand Rava is that since if he would know he would be Miyayish, it's considered as if he has Das now. Because since every person is misyayish from a stavar shein by simin, and it's not something that's missing a hachlata. It's not something that's missing a decision of the bailim. He just doesn't know that it fell from him. So it's considered as if he has das now for yush, because if he would know, he would be miyayish. We said that's how the Brisker Rav understands it, that it's an umdana, that if he would know, he would be miyayish. So it's as if he has das now. However, Rav Baruch Ber learns differently, that even Rava agrees that La'es Ato, there's no Das of Yush whatsoever. This that he holds, that Yush Shalomi Das Havi Yush, is not because of the Das of now, but rather because of the Das of Lamachar. In the din of Yush Shalomi Das, it's Nischadish, that any case where a person is oimed lehisyayish, when he will find out, that has a din das from now. And that halacha is not only by yush, it's by any inyan that's tali in das, any time that it's oimed lazeh, that he will have that das, that has a din das from now. The fi zeh, zakra baruch ver, very geschmack. The pshat in the shach is that in a case where we know that it's nicha to the bailim, that the other person should have hana from their mamin, so even abayis moide, that it's considered as if he has das now. And it's different from yush, where it's bal karchai hu misyayish. Because lefi rabaruch ber svara, in a case where it's nichalei behachi, and he has rutzen for that, so then everyone agrees that that's considered a das gemura. Because there's a klaliyistik das, there's a general das that a person has, that he's nichalei, that other people should benefit from his mamin. The whole machloikis is only by yiyush, where there is no das now. It's, the shaila is, can we use the das of lumachar, the fact that it's oimed lekach, for him to be meyayish, when he'll find out, do we consider the fact that it's oimed for him to have that das as if it has a din of das now? Because when it comes to yush, you can't say that already now he has a das klolis to be meyayish from chafetzim that will be lost from him. Because be'emes, it's not nichot for the bailim to be meyayish from their mamin, just that if it happens, see, he's misyayish against his will. Dayal etzara b'shaita. When it happens, okay, I'll have to deal with the problem then. But it's not like a person walks around with a general das that he's miyayish from chafetzim that get lost from him. So the whole tzad of yush, loy midas habiyush, is only because of the das of tomorrow. That since, soif kol soif, he's oimid to be misyayish lemachar, lich sheyivod aloy. So over there, there's a machlokes, a bayi v'rava, if that has a din of das from now or not. But where he has a das now, then everyone agrees that that's considered like das. The shach is saying that there's, when it comes to other people being nana from a person's mamin, over there, there's a klaliyistik das. There's a general das. There's, call it a subconscious das, that a person walks around with, that a person has at all times, that he wants other people to be able to benefit from his mamin. So over there, since it's considered like a das now, on that Abaya never argued, by yush, a person doesn't have a das klolis to be miyayish from chafetzim that will be lost from him. That's something that a person does bal karchai. It's not something that he wants to do. He doesn't want to be miyayish from his chafetzim. When it gets lost from him, so midles breira, he's miyayish then. Just that Rava holds, since it's oimed lekach, then when he'll find out, he'll be miyayish. So that itself has a din das as of now. And Abaya holds, no, you can't create a din das based on the fact that it's oimed lekach. But where we have a das right now, so then even Abaya's maida, that has a din das. So it comes out that we have two different svaris, how to be able to explain on Meimar and Ravashi why they ate, besides for Taisvis, Mahalach in the Sugya. We have the Ritva telling us that since it was a Klarizach, Tameimar and Ravashi, that Mari Bar Isaac would want a Tamachacham to be Nena Minachasav, so he compares it to Zutai Shalyam. The heter is, Zokta Nachles David, that since it's an Anan Sahadi, that this is what the Bailim will want, so then even Abaya's Maida, that Yiyush Shalai Midas Havi Yiyush. The only reason why Abaya's Chaylik Vaidav Hashem by Simin is because it's not klar. It's not a Umdana Brura that he will be Meyayish when he'll find out. Maybe he'll tell himself, perhaps Adam saw me drop it, and I will get it back. That's one Mahalach in the sugya. The shach has a different way of explaining it, that there's a difference between yiyush and someone being nena miperis chaveiray shalay midaitai, because he says by yiyush it's bal karchay hu misyayish, but over here mistamei nei makbed al zeh. Baruch Ber is masber the shach based on his yisoid in the sugya, that year shalai midas havi year, according to Rava, is not because we consider it as if there's a das now. There's no das now. But rather, because it's oimid lehisyayish lichshe yivod aloi, so since it's oimid lekach, that has a din of das now. And that's what Abai is chaylik on, that doesn't have a din das now. But what if a person has a das klolis, a general das, right now, so then even Abai is maida. Memela, when it comes to an aveda, where bal karchay hu misyayish, that's not something that a person has a das klolis now. He walks around with a das that I want to be miyayish from anything that gets lost from me. No, when he finds out, bal karchay hu misyayish. So there's no das now, zokt Abaye, that's not considered a das. But a person does have a das klolis, like a subconscious das, that he wants other people to benefit from him. And therefore, since that's a das that he has now, even Abaye's Maida, that has a din das. Lehalacha, the Atar Shmuel brings down B'Shem Rav Moshe Feinstein, that he paskin like the Shach. If a person knows that his friend would let him benefit from his thing, he has a close friend, he asked him many times if he could use his pen. Every time his friend says, sure, no problem. And one time he sees his friend's pen, he knows for sure his friend will let him use it. So even though his friend is not here to ask, the Rav Moshe passes like the Shach, that he's allowed to use it.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.